Welcome back to the Academic Writing Podcast, brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. I'm Kenny from the United States.
And I'm Emily from the United Kingdom. And today we're going to be describing problems.
Emily's going to read a text about American and European universities. Try to listen for the key vocabulary and for the answer to this question. Who is an ombudsman and what is their role in a university?
Most European and American universities have a staff position that is not common in Russia. This person is called an ombudsman or sometimes an ombudsperson. His job is to tackle the problem of interpersonal conflict and policy violations. For example, an ombudsman might mediate between a professor and a department chair, or between a graduate student and an advisor. To resolve the problems faced by these parties, an ombudsman might respond to the concerns of both sides and react to their concerns fairly. The resolution to a faculty-student conflict might result in a student finding a new advisor, or, in a serious case, in a faculty member losing his job. Most of the time, though, the answer to the conflict lies in helping the parties to reach a common understanding. A good ombudsman can address a problem in a way that is mutually unsatisfactory. Not so bad that anybody leaves, but not so good that anybody feels slighted. An approach like this might contain inconsistencies, but it also helps keep the peace.
Now we're going to talk about the target language for this lesson. The first term is to contain inconsistencies. This means lacking in agreement between different parts or elements.
Right, so an example would be, scientists from the European Organization for Nuclear Research claimed that they had disproved the standard model of particle physics, but later their work was shown to contain inconsistencies.
Right, so there they thought they had found something amazing, but their work just wasn't consistent. Another example is, for foreigners wishing to travel to the United States, be sure that your visa contains no inconsistencies with your passport. Your name must be spelled the same way in both documents.
So is there another way that we can use this word?
Yeah, we should remember that a document can contain inconsistencies, meaning it's not consistent with itself, or it can be inconsistent with another document.
Once again, this word for today was to contain inconsistencies. Our second word in today's list is react to or response to something. This means to change or behave in a particular way as a result of something.
And an example sentence is, Greece has reacted furiously to a German proposal that the EU appoint a budget commissioner to work in Athens and guide the Greek economy.
So another example of this would be, the stock market reacted to the news of Steve Jobs' death by falling a further 50 points.
And one note we should remember, you react to something, but you respond, verb, by doing something.
Once again, today's word was react to something.
And our next term is to tackle a problem. This means to make a determined effort to deal with a difficult problem or situation.
So an example of this would be, the government is determined to tackle inflation. This means that the situation was somewhat problematic and they're trying to work through it.
Another example would be, food hygiene is poor among the city's minority population, but there are plans to tackle the problem.
Also in football, you could say that somebody tackles their opponent.
Exactly. The literal meaning here is physically jumping on and making something go to the ground.
And once again, today's phrase was to tackle a problem. Our fourth word in today's Lexis is addressing a problem. This means to think about a problem or a situation and to decide how you're going to deal with it.
So, for example, in 2006, the SAT University Entry Exam was redesigned to address its lack of a writing evaluation.
So, in a sense, this goes back to what we were talking about with tackling problems, because if you're addressing a lack of writing evaluation, it means that you're trying to solve the problem of writing
and
evaluation.
And the new test they made now has a writing section.
And once again, this phrase was to address a problem.
Term number five for today's lesson is to mediate between. This means to try to end a disagreement between two or more people or groups by talking to them and trying to find things that everyone can agree on.
So an example of this would be, an independent body was brought in to mediate between staff and management.
Another example would be this fact. From 2000 to 2005, 20% of Americans said they had visited a psychiatrist or a mental health specialist to mediate between family members?
Well, I think we should emphasize that the verb to mediate comes from, you know, to be in the middle, like right. medium.
Yeah.
And so it's very much a process between two groups and something in the middle, which is helping them mm-hmm. to reach a helpful conclusion.
Right. And but we have another meaning for this phrase in academic texts. We can say, this essay attempts to mediate between two different ideas. And in that sense, it means to navigate the ideas or to clarify the relationship between them.
Once again, this word for today was to mediate. Our sixth word in today's list is to overcome a problem. Now, this means to succeed in dealing with or controlling a problem that has been preventing you from achieving something. So an example of this would be, in the 1940s and 1950s, the Japanese economy overcame significant challenges, including enormous war debts, to rise to a new level of prominence.
Right, so we can see in that example, the challenge in front of Japan was to overcome its debts and still succeed. And that's, we should note that to overcome a problem is different from to tackle it. Here it emphasizes more the result and that you did succeed. One more example would be, researchers are looking for ways to help smokers overcome their addiction without the use of nicotine.
Yes, so in this example, we can see that overcoming an addiction presents some kind of challenge towards these smokers.
Right, and it's a challenge for researchers to find a way that helps them without giving them a nicotine patch or gum or whatever.
So today's phrase was to overcome a problem.
Term number 7 for today is a resolution to something. This means a decision which solves or settles a problem or disagreement, etc. Often we could also use a verb to resolve something.
So an example of this would be, the European Union is striving to find a resolution to the Greek debt crisis. In this context, a resolution is used as a noun rather than a verb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we should note also, you use this many times in formal texts. If you're writing an academic essay, the beginning of your text, you present a problem to your audience. Through the text, you explain your solution, and the conclusion is your resolution to this problem. You resolve the problem in your text.
Today's word was a resolution to something. Now we're going to tell you about how to use the noun resolution.
In the context of a specific phrase, the phrase we've got is, the answer or resolution to something lies in something else.
We should emphasize that this is a kind of phrase that we would use for variety rather than saying, this is the conclusion.
Yeah, if your text contains a lot of phrases, the answer is, the resolution is. Instead, you can say, the answer lies in doing something. For example, farmers struggled with poor crop harvests during the 1930s. The answer to their dilemma lay in developing and testing new fertilizers to improve the area's soil.
Yes, you could also say, physicists analyzed their experiment's results and initially thought that they had broken the rules of physics. However, the answer to the mystery lay in computational errors.
And remember that the present tense of this is, the answer lies in something, meaning the solution is explained by something, but the past tense is, the answer lay in something.
And today's phrase was, the answer to something lay in something else.
And the last term for today is to resolve a problem or issue. If you remember, we had other similar phrases today, to overcome a problem, to tackle a problem, to address a problem. How does this term differ from the other one?
Well, I think that resolving a problem implies a kind of emphasis on completing a task successfully.
Right, where, I mean, to tackle would emphasize
That you're trying and that you're sitting down.
Yeah, but this one is, it's the end, it's the result, it's complete. If you resolve a problem, there is no more problem.
Right, so an example of this would be, attempts are being made to resolve the problem of security in schools by introducing metal detectors at all school entrances.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think another way you can use this is, or think about this, is in academic texts. If you write a persuasive text, the point of your text is to convince your audience of your resolution to a problem. So by the end of the text, they should believe that you resolved it.
Today's phrase was to resolve the problem. Kenny is now going to read the text that I read earlier more slowly. Try to listen out for the key vocabulary that we've covered in today's lesson.
Most European and American universities have a staff position that is not common in Russia. This person is called an ombudsman, or sometimes an ombudsperson. His job is to tackle the problem of interpersonal conflict and policy violations. For example, an ombudsman might mediate between a professor and a department chair, or between a graduate student and an advisor. To resolve the problems faced by these parties, an ombudsman must respond to the concerns of both sides and react to their concerns fairly. The resolution to a faculty-student conflict might result in a student finding a new advisor, or in a serious case, in a faculty member losing his job. Most of the time, though, the answer to the conflict lies in helping the parties to reach a common understanding. A good ombudsman can address a problem in a way that is mutually unsatisfactory, not so bad that anyone leaves, but not so good that anyone feels slighted. An approach like this may contain inconsistencies, but it also keeps the peace.
Now we're going to list you the key vocabulary that we've covered in today's lesson. The first word is containing inconsistencies.
The second term is to react to or to respond to something.
To tackle the problem.
To address the problem.
To mediate between.
To overcome a problem.
A resolution to something.
The answer to something lies in something.
To resolve the problem. Now we're going to check your understanding and ask you a few questions about the key vocabulary that we've covered today. What verb means to behave in a way as a result of something else? To react to.
What phrase means to try to end a disagreement between two parties, or in another sense, to clarify the meaning between two ideas? To mediate between.
What phrase means an emphasis on dealing with or controlling a situation which has been preventing you from achieving a goal? To overcome a problem.
What phrase means to make a determined or concentrated effort to deal with a problem? And what phrase literally means to take something to the ground by jumping on it, but also means to make an effort to deal with something? To tackle the problem.
Thanks for listening. This was the Academic Writing Podcast brought to you by the HSE. You can find our podcasts and PDF files on the site academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we didn't tell you.
This is Kenny
from the US.
And I'm Emily from the United Kingdom.